High school basketball is on the air.
Here's Sheehy for three. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. Alex Sheehy from the top of the key throws down his third three-pointer of the ball game.
We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup.
42-41, driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot by Kierkegaard, no good. Rebound, Brown goes back up, and the shot is...
Here's KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS. Semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia. They set a take on Lincoln Christian as we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher and coach of four remaining teams left. It's like a mini state tournament now.
It sure is. We talked about that at the beginning of the tournament. We thought there was six, seven teams in this entire field that we, you know, could be dangerous on any given night, and it's proven fact that you do well here. It is like a mini state tournament. You're going to see the semifinals tonight and the finals tomorrow, and I can guarantee you one of these four teams is going to be late in March.
Well, you can really get on a run after this. If your team wins this conference tournament, you can really build a lot of momentum going into the final part of the season.
Yeah, you can. I mean, as well as these teams have played up to this point, you still want to win a tournament, you know, sometime during your season to prove to the kids and everything that it takes a lot of preparation for a three-game week of this high caliber of teams. And as it goes, you know, nothing better than momentum this time of the season. And coaches want to be playing well with their kids and have a great game plan. And I think, you know, all four of these teams are worthy.
It's going to be anything but easy tonight. This is the team you saw just a couple of weeks ago. I had to get a last-second shot to win the thing at your place.
Yeah, I mean, very difficult matchup. Just very, very big, strong, strongest and biggest team in the conference. Bergman's very, very big too. But we, you know, we were fortunate at home to get the last shot, and the last shot went in, and it was one of the eight shots that we shot inside the arc. And you know, it's kind of funny. You play a team that plays this big a 1-3-1, you're going to have to make shots. And good credit to our kids that they just hung in there and battled, because we were, you know, up four, down two, up four. The game just went back and forth, and they finally hit a three, you know, to put them up, which that was their only three-pointer of the game. And then we come down and execute a little play, and it wasn't there, and our players just hooked up and got an easy basket to end the game.
They had a tough time really penetrating their defense the last time around because of their length on defense?
Length and strength. Like I said, they're some of the better athletes, and size is really big for them. And then their guards are, you know, 6 foot and built like, you know, I-backs that would be going to Nebraska. So we've got to do a great job of passing the basketball and ball faking because of the fact that they do have that big, long strength to them, and it's tough to get anything interior.
Opening up the tournament with a win the other night over Aquinas, had it pretty well go your way, winning by a score of, what, 51-21?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was a replay game right away 4 days later, and you never know how your kids are going to come out. And I thought our kids executed outstanding on the defensive end. We changed the way we guarded the ball screen a little bit, and that really helped take away some of the middle of the floor from them. And, you know, they were playing on four games in 5 days or something like that, and we thought if we could get out on them early with the bus trip and you know, just got on them, and our kids played great defense throughout. And the one thing I really liked is, you know, we had a big lead the last time we played them and kind of petered it down towards the end of a 13-point game, and this time we just kept putting the hammer on them and finished them off.
Alex Sheehy had 16 points, but nine different guys scored in that ball game.
Well, that's the one thing about this team. Alex Sheehy and Brooks Asher have done a great job of being our leading scorers, kind of trading off nights. And between Zach Kitten and Thomas Skok inside, it's been a different guy, you know, every night. And that's the one thing we're starting to get is a lot more balance. The kids' confidence and expectations of themselves. We don't have to have you know, points a night just to be able to win a basketball game, and that's, you know, probably part of our success is the fact we're balanced.
This team is 13-3 in the season, ranked number two in the Lincoln, ranked number one in the Omaha team as much as it has everybody else.
Well, I know that, you know, with the inexperience we had, that was, you know, probably the big question mark. Where were kids going to fit into role? Are you going to accept the sophomores? How well the sophomores going to be able to, you know, step up to that varsity level? you know, the standing. And a surprise as far as just everybody fitting in, winning always cures a lot of things. But the fact that the mesh was there from about the fifth game of the season on, that we really decided that this is this kid's role, this is this kid's role. You know, every night, 10 and some to the 11th, 12th, 11th. And we have different kids. They've did that, and they've made practices really tough on themselves. And I think that's really why, you know, this, we're a little surprised at the record and the string we've been on. But we've had some good things come to us as far as winning close ball games. And you win a few close ball games, and your kids start to believe that, you know, they can't be beaten. That's where we're at right now.
Yeah, we'll take a break and come back and talk about Lincoln Christian as our pregame show continues after this.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Back with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher at St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian here tonight in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. You see Lincoln Christian for the second time. This time you see him on their floor here in Lincoln, and not an easy play here.
No, it's not. And they've been known for playing really well here. Their tradition goes way back. You just look up in the banners, and it's similar to our gym. There's been a lot of basketball success here, and give them credit for account of all this on the conference tournament, and you've been here and usually not Christian out in those final four. And, you know, they've had good teams here. They've had state championship type teams, but we've fared really well in this conference. I mean, this is, I think, all but one year we've made it. That was last year. So our kids are excited about this game. First game with us up. I mean, either team could have won that game, and neither team really played any differently than they're going to play tonight, I don't think. It looks to me like it's, you know, well, how well we shoot the basketball and how well we can defend them on the other end.
Logan Power is their main power man, so to speak, for Lincoln Christian. He scored, 27 points against you last night.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the top five players in the conference and maybe in the class altogether in Class C1 and C2. Definitely one of the better athletes you're going to see. He every night he's there. He's on the boards. He's scoring 15 to 20, and we gave up 28 to him last time, or 27, and that was a pretty job, good job, well done, and that happens a lot. And that's one thing we talked to the kids about. We've got him a little bit more first time we played him. If he gets 27, and I don't know, I think the rest of their kids are going to contribute a little bit more. You look at their score. They're a hard team to hold down. I mean, you just don't hold them, you know, to that 40, 45-point range very, very often throughout the entire season looking at their scores. So we've got to do a great job on Power. I mean, we're going to double-team him most of the time from our post areas, and hopefully, you know, the other guys aren't moving as well. And if he doesn't get his, maybe the other guys will start looking around.
He's got to deny as many touches as he can inside the Power.
That's probably the best. And then make sure he doesn't get that 6 to 8, 10 points on the boards, and he's very good at the free throw line. I mean, he's over 50% there. So, you know, I noticed the other night against Wahoo Newman, he steps out and hits two threes. He hits a three to start the game on the first possession. He hits a three on the last possession of the game to put it into overtime. So he's expanded his game a little bit, you know, and he can do that if you don't guard him. And that's the thing, is we've got to do a great job of limiting that. And if he does go to the perimeter, we still have to guard him just like anybody else.
I say, if he gets a hot in the perimeter, that's going to cause all kinds of problems for your defense, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And they've got other guards that are capable of, you know, getting something. And, you know, hopefully you wear him down. I thought the last time we played, he had to play a full 32 minutes. And he's just a warrior out there. And so far, you know, you put Dworak and Bubak and the Mather kid around him, all capable of. And then a guard that just is as strong as an ox. You know, those five together just really, really are tough to guard. So we're going to have to do a great job of being in help position. And sometimes we're going to have to guard our own man.
We said that before the break, last time we did not penetrate their defense. What do we have in store tonight? How do we get to the rim tonight?
Well, hopefully our kids are playing a little fearless. I mean, if you come in here and you're thinking, well, this big 1-3-1 on a little bit smaller court and all that kind of stuff, we got to pass the ball and ball fake and get into gaps and be able to draw a couple defenders and maybe hit that open man. And, if you know, hitting the open shot, that's the biggest thing. As I told the kids, you got an open shot tonight. That might be the best one we get in that possession. So you got to do a great job of mind decision before you touch the ball. Am I in position to score? Is this the right touch, and am I in rhythm? And so this is, part of the game is being in rhythm and getting good tempo. Now, we ran pretty well last time, and hopefully, you know, we can control the boards enough to get ourselves out in conversion and maybe get a few easy baskets.
Is there a key to attacking a 1-3-1 like we're going to see tonight?
Well, there's always the key diagonal. I mean, we have our players not get as many touches as they normally would in a game, but they have to work the backside wing looking for the lob. They have to seal it whenever they can. They don't bring their bottom out very far, so we got to do a good job of posting up their bottom if we can swing it fast enough. And hopefully our post players are active. Like I told them, you know, you've got to be active, and when you catch it, you got to think, get to the rim if you do have a seam. If not, you got to get on the glass because the shot's probably going to be going up, you know, if a guard gets a good look.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for St. Cecilia, Sonic Lamps, and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, clinical manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. Tonight, we head back out to Lincoln Christian for boys high school basketball as the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament get underway.
Brooks Asher against the Baxter on out with Eaton Seeley on the far sideline. Down in the corner, here's Asher for three. Shot good again.
Tonight, the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks look to add to their 9-game winning streak, but standing in their way, Lincoln Christian.
Spinning toward the baseline, putting up a shot up and in. Thomas Skok up and under for Thomas Skok as he hits his second field goal. He's got 4 points.
These two teams have already produced one dramatic finish this season. What will happen tonight? We'll find out as we take you courtside. KHS Radio's Mike Will is on the call.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS, the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. As Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on the host team, Lincoln Christian, the Crusaders. We got a couple of state-ranked teams scoring up here in the semifinals. Hastings St. Cecilia ranked number 2 in Class C2, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. And Lincoln Christian, they come in ranked number 2 in Class C1 as they get ready to square off for the second time tonight. St. Cecilia beating Lincoln Christian earlier this year by the score of 52-51. We got our opening prayer. We'll have our national anthem. We'll get set for basketball here tonight. From Lincoln Christian on 1230 KHS.
I just ask that you would bless these young men as they pour out their talents as an offering to you. And I pray, Lord, that you are pleased with their efforts and their attitude as well. And Father, may all the things that happen tonight on the court and in the stands on the benches be honoring and glorifying to your name. And Father, we thank you for the blessings that you have given all the schools of the Centennial Conference this week and beyond. And Father, we thank you for the blood of Christ, salvation for your Son, in whom we have hope for this life and for the life to come. Father, we just commit everything that goes on to your honor and glory tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Getting set for basketball, we'll have the singing of the national anthem, and we'll get ready to go. St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian here tonight. The singer of the national anthem is get set for the semifinals here tonight in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Winner of this game will move on to play the championship game tomorrow night at 6:15. They'll take on the winner of the next game, Archbishop Bergen and Columbus Scotus. Again, a couple of state-ranked teams, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. Archbishop Bergen, number 3 in Class C2. Columbus Scotus, number 6 in Class C1. So four state-ranked teams left here in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. St. Cecilia opening up the tourney on Tuesday night with a convincing 51-21 win over Aquinas Catholic. Meanwhile, Lincoln Christian, they knocked off number 1 ranked Bishop Newman by the score of 57-54 in overtime. We'll get to the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Member FDIC. Now, because St. Cecilia is the number 1 seed, the Hawks are going to be actually the home team dressed in their white home jerseys here tonight in Lincoln Christian's gym. The Crusaders are going to be the visiting team. They'll be in their road blue uniforms here tonight. How many times is that going to screw us up on the scoreboard here tonight? St. Cecilia will be the home team here in Lincoln this evening. For the Crusaders of Lincoln Christian, it'll be Micah Dworak, a 5'11" and senior. He's averaging 5 points and 1 rebound per game. Also, Logan Power, 6'4" and a senior. He's the real deal. 21 points, 10 rebounds per ball game. At 27 the last time these two teams played. Leighton Shaquin is a 5'11" and senior. Shaquin averaging 10 points, 2 rebounds per game. Jared Bubach is a 6'4" and sophomore, averaging 4.7 rebounds per game. And then Evan Mathers is a 6'5" and senior. He is averaging 8 points and 2.8 rebounds per ball game. St. Cecilia will go with Dayton Seeley, 5'11", a sophomore, averaging 4 points, 2 rebounds per game. Brooks Asher, 6'1", and a sophomore, averaging 12 points, 3 rebounds per game. Zach Kitten, 6'4", and a sophomore, averaging 9 points and 6 rebounds per game. Thomas Oates, 6'4", and a senior, averaging 5 points, 5 rebounds per game. And Alex Sheehy, 6'2", and a senior, averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds per game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket, to our left, and the Hawks will control the opening tip. Now, Lincoln Christian will play a tough 1-3-1 zone defense. St. Cecilia had a tough time penetrating this defense the last time they played a couple of weeks ago. In fact, they took only eight shots inside the arc. They go right to work here on the baseline. A shot is up there by Skoke on a reverse layup. It's no good. Rebounded by Zach Kitten down in the corner. Brings it out here to a Dayton Seeley. Down in the corner again to Zach Kitten. Cross-court pass comes over to Sheehy. Down in the corner, here's Brooks Asher for 3. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Dayton Seeley. Another chance here at the hole for St. Cecilia. There's a bounce pass that's going to be kicked by Lincoln Christian. And St. Cecilia will play it in on the far sideline. Just underway, the winner moves on to the championship ball game tomorrow night against, that's 6:15, against either Archbishop Bergen or Columbus Scotus. That ball game is coming up on our second contest here tonight at Lincoln Christian High School. St. Cecilia with the ball. There's a skip pass to the far sideline. Sheehy has got it, has problems with it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball as it was knocked out of his hands there by Evan Mathers. It's going to be St. Cecilia playing things in on the far sideline. Just underway, about 45 seconds into the ball game. No score between Saints and the Crusaders. Christian. Saints is the ball pass down the corner. Three-pointer put up by Sheehy. It's up and in. Alex Sheehy buries a three-pointer from the deep right corner. And St. Cecilia is out on top by a score of 3-0 here in the ball game. Here comes Lincoln Christian back with the ball. They're going to be looking for their big boy inside. That's going to be a power. There's a long pass inside of Bubach. He spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Thomas Skok with the rebound. Skok gets the ball away down to Brooks Asher as they hustle in the forecourt. Asher with the ball. Brooks brings it into the offensive zone. Here's a pass over here to Alex Sheehy. 4-3 shot is up there. Top of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Skok. Back out to Sheely. Swings it right side. There's Asher for three. Shot good. Brooks Asher gets the three-pointer, and St. Cecilia has nailed a couple of threes to start off this ball game. 6-0 is the score. We're 9 minutes, actually 90 seconds into the ball game. As Lincoln Christian comes back with the ball, there's Logan Power. Sends it over to a Mathers. Free throw line extended left side out to Dworak, top of the key. Micah Dworak looking to penetrate behind the screen from Power. Moves it to the elbow. Flows it out here to a Mathers. Mathers top of the key now to a Bubach. Bubach sends it over here on the right side to Shaquin. Now back out to a Dworak as he drives it down the left side of the lane. Loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. A turnover on Lincoln Christian. Their first turnover of the ball game. And St. Cecilia has the ball back here. 6-0 is the score. The Hawks have the lead. Leighton Shaquin is going to apply some pressure here in backcourt now for Lincoln Christian. St. Cecilia will bring the ball up here with Dayton Seeley. He brings it across the midcourt stripe here for the Hawks. Bounce pass goes over to Asher. Brooks Asher holding the ball. Backs out near the 10-second line. Bounce pass on the high post to get it to Thomas Skok. Down to Sheehy. Cross-court pass comes to Seeley. Seeley on the wing on the left side. Back out to Asher at the point. Down in the corner. That's Alex Sheehy for three. Shot up and in. Three-pointers by St. Cecilia to start the ball game. It's 9-0. St. Cecilia has got the lead. With 5 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here comes Lincoln Christian back with the ball. Micah Dworak, top of the key. That's going to be Logan Power. They lob it inside, grabbing the ball down there, shooting and scoring is going to be Jared Bubach. He is going to be a load to handle inside. 6'4" and a sophomore, big physical kid inside for Lincoln Christian. Here's a pass to the near sideline. It's going to be intercepted by Power. He drives in his passes. His shot's going to be knocked out of his hands. And a foul is going to be called here on Brooks Asher. Brooks Asher gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first, safe to say, his first turnover in the ball game. This will be a shooting foul. Going to the free throw line will be Logan Power, a 75% foul shooter on the season. He averages 21.3 points per ball game for the Crusaders. His shot is up there, and his shot is going to be good. Lincoln Christian is a team hitting 57% of their free throw tosses this year, 54% from the field, 32% from the three-point arc. It's now a 9-2 ball game. Next shot is going to be up there and in by Power. So he hits a couple of free throws. Now 9-4 the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. We play about 3 minutes here in quarter number one from Lincoln Christian High School. Here's Dayton Seeley with the ball. Goes over to Asher. That is Sheehy over here on the near sideline. Out to Seeley. High post to get it to Thomas Skok. Down in the corner. The ball swatted out of bounds. Try to get it down there to Sheehy. He's already hit a couple of three-pointers in the ball game. Now Sheehy will inbound the ball here for St. Cecilia. Gets it out to Seeley out here in the three-point territory. Dayton Seeley gets away, moves it to the right sideline. That's Asher with the ball. Brooks Asher, here's a pass. It's going to be deflected, picked up here by Seeley, and then he's called for the steps. They're trying to get the ball to the high post. It was denied, but Seeley picks up the ball in three-point territory, and he's called for the traveling violation. Second turnover on St. Cecilia. 9-4 is the score. Hawks are out on top. Lincoln Christian's got to back in the offensive zone. They're driving it, and they throw it down in the corner here. St. Cecilia is in a zone defense as well. 1-3-1 on the other end. St. Cecilia in a 2-3 zone down at this end. Here's a shot up there, no good. And a foul is going to be called. Alex Sheehy picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. And going to the free throw line is going to be Leighton Shaquin. Shaquin is averaging 10.8 points, 2.3 rebounds per game. His first shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Shaquin is a 47% foul shooter in the season. Next shot is up there. That one is good. So it's 1 out of 2. And Lincoln Christian back to within 4 points now at 9-5 after St. Cecilia hit their first three three-pointers tonight. Got out to a 9-0 lead. There's Sheehy with the ball out here in 3 points here. Sheehy dribbling with it now. Double team. Bounce pass comes over here to Asher. Rainbow pass goes deep in the corner. That's Seeley with the ball. Entry pass to get it inside to Skok. That is Seeley again. Bounce pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Mathers. That's going to be turnover number three on St. Cecilia in the ball game. Here comes Lincoln Christian back the other way. A three-pointer. But up there, it's going to be no good by Mathers, and a rebound comes out to St. Cecilia. Sheehy's got the ball deep in the left corner. Gets it out between the circles again to Brix Asher. Down in the corner to Sheely. There's Sheehy back out on the wing. Here's a Dayton Sealy with the ball. Dayton Sealy dribbles with it now. As they extend out, there's 1-3-1 zone defense. Bounce pass to the far sideline to Brix Asher. Asher brings it back to Sealy here on the near sideline. Dayton dribbling with the ball. Dayton Sealy backs up near the 10-second line. Here's a pass going to be deflected. It goes to the far side. It's picked up by Mathers. Mathers runs her back the other way to the goal. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try by Power. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Thomas Skok with a rebound. Here comes the Blue Hawks the other way. The pass by Sealy and run over is a Zach Kitten underneath the basket. Sealy got the ball away to Kitten as he has run over. He has mauled right underneath the basket there. He does not get the shot away. He'll go to the free throw line as he was fouled in the active shooting here. The foul is going to go on Jared Bubach of Lincoln Christian. That's going to be his first and the first team foul calling the Crusaders in this first quarter of play. Into the ball game now for St. Jose is going to be Alex Tino. And going out is going to be Dayton Sealy. A non-shooting situation, they say, that occurred before the shot, so St. Jose will plant things in. Tino down in the corner to Sheehy. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. Comes out here to Shaquin as he drives it back the other way. A shot good. Leighton Shaquin scores as he goes coast to coast. That's now a 9-7 ball game. St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. There's a pass to the high post. Again, to Skokie throws the ball up, out of bounds, but it's going to be tipped out. And it stands out there was Mathers for Lincoln Christian. So Lincoln Christian has scored the last 7 points after St. Cecilia scored the first 9 here in the ball game. That's where we stand right now. 9-7 is the score. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Brix Asher. Jump pass comes to the near side. That's Tino. Tino dribble penetration down in the corner. Sheehy has got it. Lobs it inside. That's Zach Kitten. He's double teamed on the baseline. Now he steps out of bounds. Kitten steps out of bounds just to the left of the basket. That's the fifth turnover on St. Cecilia here in the first quarter of play. And now Lincoln Christian can come back and grab the lead here with a 3-point field goal. End of the ball game for St. Cecilia is going to be Cannon Howell. Howell comes in, coming out. Is going to be Zach Kitten. So Cannon Howell into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, 6'3" and senior, averaging 2.9 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Here's dribble penetration, and the pass is going to be thrown away. Warwick taking the ball right down the lane there, but threw it out of bounds, trying to spot up Logan Power for a three-pointer from the deep right corner. They throw it out of bounds. Second turnover on Lincoln Christian in the ball game. 9-7 is the score. We're in the first quarter of play, semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Sheehy with the ball down in the corner. They go to the opposite side now, down in the corner. That's Asher. Drives the baseline. A little 12-footer is put up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Lincoln Christian. Bubach has got the rebound as he gets it away down to a Micah Dworak, and he'll bring things up against Tino for St. Cecilia. Dworak has got the ball. Dworak sends it down in the corner on the right side. That's going to be Logan Power. Power trying to drive the baseline. Can't do it. Now to Dworak. Dribble penetration. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Asher. Third turnover on Lincoln Christian. They get the ball ahead to Sheehy. Now inside, that's going to be Thomas Skok. He shines up and in. That breaks a long spell there for St. Cecilia. The Hawks score. 11-7 is the score. That breaks a 7-0 run there by Lincoln Christian. Now the ball is going to be tapped away. It's picked up here by the Crusaders on the near sideline. Shaquin gets the ball down to Power. He tries to drive the ball inside. Can't do it. Power bounce pass out here to a Bubach. Out of Mathers. There's a Shaquin as he takes it down low. Nice pass down there. His shot is up. It's going to be no good by Bubach. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Lincoln Christian ball. Last touch down there by the Hawks. Actually, it was the last to touch it down there for St. Cecilia. 1:34 to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia out on top of Lincoln Christian by the score of 11-7. Micah Dworak will inbound the ball here for the Crusaders. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Derek Boyd. Boyd comes in. Here comes Brix Asher. Out of the lineup now, Derek Boyd is into the contest, a 6'2" sophomore here for the Blue Hawks. Pass comes out between the rings. Logan Power with the ball, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there, twisting and turning. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Cannon Howell. Cannon Howell gets it away to Tino as he hustles back the other way. The Cannon Howell moves it down in the corner to Boyd. Boyd has problems with the pass there. Now he falls down with the ball and a traveling violation. Derek Boyd had trouble with the pass initially and then fell down with the ball. And a traveling violation is called on Boyd. That's 6 turnovers on St. Cecilia here in the first quarter. And the ball game now is going to be Dalton McGeer as he checks in there for the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. 11-7 is the score. St. Cecilia with an early 4-point lead. We're in the first quarter as we approach the 1-minute mark here in this ball game. Here's Shaquin back outside. A power shot good. Power steps away from the basket and hits a 3-pointer there for Lincoln Christian. And now the Crusaders are back to within 1 point, 11-10 after St. Cecilia had a 9-0 lead in this ball game. Here's Boyd with the ball deep in the right corner. St. Cecilia trying to attack his 1-3-1 zone defense. Boyd goes down in the corner to Thomas Gould. Cross-court pass comes to Cannon Howell. His shot is up there from the left corner. No good. Ball being swatted around on the baseline. Picked up there by Thomas Gould. His shot no good. Rebound Boyd. He falls down in the lane. He gets it back out here to Cannon Howell as they work it back around. There's Tino for three. Shot is up there and in. St. Cecilia stays after the ball. And finally, Alex Tino knocks down a three-pointer from the right side. And St. Cecilia's got a four-point lead. It's the Blue Hawks 14, the Crusaders 10. Here's Lincoln Christian driving the baseline. Power, he goes up the shot. No good, but a foul is going to be called. Power is knocked down on the play, and a personal foul is going to be called. It's going to go on St. Cecilia's Thomas Skoke. Skoke picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three. Foul in the Blue Hawks, and going to the free throw line is going to be Logan Power. Power's got 5 points so far in the ballgame. He had 27 the last time these two teams played, just a couple of weeks ago in a matchup at the Chapman Gymnasium. Shot from the free throw line this time by Power is going to be no good. He's a 75% foul shooter. Zach Kitten into the ball game now. Cannon Howell comes out. Phil Grothaus comes into the ball game now for Lincoln Christian, replacing Jared Bubach. Logan Power back to the free throw line. 14-10 is the score. There comes the next shot. It's up there. It is good. But Logan Power nails a couple of free throws. 14-11 now. St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. Hawks have the ball. Got 18 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Lincoln Christian. Here's Sheehy. Goes over to Tino. Tino got away from a palming violation. Tino's pass back outside. Sheehy grabs it at the top of the key. Now to Tino. 6 seconds. Alex Tino backs her back out. Goes to the free throw line. Loses control of the ball. It's loose and it's picked up by Grothaus. Out of power from back quarter. Shot is up there. No good. It hits the glass. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books here in the boys' semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 14 and Lincoln Christian 11.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to fit your need. When you need irrigation power parts or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here over Lincoln Christian in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. 14-11 is the score. Lincoln Christian has got the opening possession here in the second quarter. They shoot to our basket to our right. Power's got the ball over to Mathers on the left wing. Against things to Grothaus. I got the Mathers now to the top of the key to a Dvorak as he works with the ball here. Dvorak moves it to the elbow, flips it back out beyond the ring to Mathers. Now top of the key again to Grothaus, dribbles once, now to a Chacon. Chacon takes it down in the baseline on the dribble. Jump pass back out on the left wing. Here's a long-range jumper for three. That's going to be no good by Mathers. Rebound St. Cecilia. Thomas Skoke with a rebound to the far sideline. To Brooks Asher down in the corner to Sheehy. She holds the ball out about the three, and instead comes cross-court to Dayton Seeley. To Asher, that is Sheehy. Bounce pass down low to Kitten, and he's going to be fouling the play. St. Cecilia working the ball around the perimeter, and then the entry pass goes on the low block on the right side. And a foul is going to be called at Micah Dvorak of Lincoln Christian. That's going to be his first team foul number two on the Crusaders. Non-shooting situation, St. Cecilia plays things in. Here's Seeley, 4-3 from the top of the key. It's off of the front iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Zach Kitten has got the offensive board. Brings it back into the three-point territory, down to Asher for three. It's way off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Mathers. Mathers gets things away now to Micah Dvorak. 14-11 is the score. We're in the second quarter, 7 minutes to play. Until halftime, there's Power from the baseline. Shot up there and in. A three-pointer by Logan Power. And we are tied up at 14 points apiece here at the 6:50 mark of quarter number two. So St. Cecilia had a 9-point lead after they hit their first three three-pointers in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 14 points apiece. Seeley has got the ball. He's double-teamed just across the 10-second line. Gets it away now to Asher. Brooks Asher with the ball. Comes back here to Seeley on the left side of the lane. Dayton Seeley dribbling on the ball, looking at this 1-3-1 zone defense. Down to Sheehy for three. Shot good. from the deep left corner. She hits his third three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 9 points. St. Cecilia back out on top. 17-14 is the score. Here's a driving layup. It's going to be up there. No good by Dvorak. And the rebound comes down here to Zach Kitten. Zach Kitten has got the ball now to a Dayton Seeley. Seeley runs the ball down the right sideline, down in the corner. That's going to be Asher with the ball. Dribbles into the lane. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Powers. They get it down floor. The shot is up and in by Leighton Chacon. He's fouling the play. Leighton Chacon scores there, and he's fouling the play here by St. Cecilia. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Leighton Chacon has got the second field goal of the ball game for him. Personal foul is going to go on Dayton Seeley. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number four in the Blue Hawks. Chacon at the free throw line. Shot good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the line. He's got 6 points, and we are tied up at 17 points apiece. These two teams went toe-to-toe a couple of weeks ago. St. Cecilia got a last-second shot to beat Lincoln Christian by a score of 52-51 at the Chapman Gym. Scoring off for the second time here tonight in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Sheehy has got the ball. Now to Seeley here on the near side. Skip pass down to Asher from the deep right corner. Shot is up there and Asher knocks down a three ball from the deep right corner. And St. Cecilia reclaims the lead. That's a second three of the ball game for Brooks Asher. 20-17. Now St. Cecilia leading by 3 points. Here's power of the ball. Deep in the right corner. Bounce pass comes out here to Chacon. Chacon trying to drive it. Stops at the elbow. Jump pass down in the left corner. Dvorak with the ball for three. His shot is up there, no good. Reaching for the ball was Power, but out wrestling him for the basketball was Thomas Skoke. Skoke has got it now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Gets it away to Dayton Seeley. Seeley down the right sideline, down in the corner. That's Asher with the ball. Comes out here to Thomas Skoke. Skoke now to a Dayton Seeley. Dayton Seeley looks at the 1-3-1 zone defense, looking to attack, throws it to the near sideline. Alex Sheehy looking for penetration. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Zach Kitten. Comes out here near the top of the three-point circle. Passes up the shot. Entry pass to get it into Seeley. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. Bounces around and falls down through the hole. Dayton Seeley hits one right in front of the basket. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And St. Cecilia is back out to a 22-17 lead. And now Lincoln Christian out of bounds. They got the ball deep in the left corner. That was Evan Mathers. And he was out of bounds. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Boyd. Coming out is going to be Sheehy. So Sheehy is out. And Boyd is in. St. Cecilia on a 5-0 run now. Midway through the second quarter. The Hawks are out on top of Lincoln Christian by the score of 22-17. Here's Dayton Seeley with the ball. Does not use an Asher screen. Brings the ball to the offensive zone. Now he's double-teamed. Seeley has to get rid of it. He does. Out to Asher. Sets for three. His shot is up there. It's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to Dvorak. Micah Dvorak with the ball to the near sideline to Logan Power. Power drives it toward the goal and shot is up there and in. Logan Power now with 8 points in the ballgame. Check that, 11 points in the ballgame. He's got three free throws. That's 22-19. St. Cecilia down with a three-point lead. Seeley with the ball. Bounce pass out to Asher. Deep in the right corner. Boyd has got it. Boyd being hocked out there by Dvorak and a little bit too close. But Micah Dvorak, he picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second team foul number four. All in the Crusaders in the first half of play. End of the ball game will be Dalton McGeer. And coming out is going to be Micah Dvorak for Lincoln Christian. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball on the far side. Down here in the corner, that's going to be Brooks Asher with the ball. Asher will play things in to Derek Boyd. Comes across the top to Seeley. Back down in the corner to Asher. Fakes the three. Dribbles down the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. Asher took the ball from the right corner toward the goal, and he is fouling the play here. The personal is going to be whistled on McGeer. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on Lincoln Christian. Still a non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in. Deep in the left corner underneath their own basket here. They get it into a Seeley. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Follow shot is up there. No good by Kitten. And he's fouling the play. Zach Kitten working hard there. Got the offensive board. And he is fouling the play here by Logan Power. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul. Team foul number 6 now in Lincoln Christian, but this will be a shooting foul as Kitten will go to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. He has not scored so far tonight. 46% foul shooter in the season, and the shot is up there. It's good. Zach Kitten is now 30 out of 63 on free throws here this season. St. Cecilia has got the lead over Lincoln Christian. Should be 23-19. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Just barely draws iron. Rebound is loose in the lane. It's picked up here by Jared Bubach. So 23-19. Hastings Saints to stay with a four-point lead. Here comes Lincoln Christian back with the ball. Laguerre down the near sideline. They get it to Chacon. Dribbles to the free throw line, and the pass is going to be thrown out of bounds. Let's see, was it tipped out? Yes, it was tipped out by St. Cecilia's. Chacon trying to take the ball to a streaking Logan Power to the basket there. Ball was tipped out of bounds. It'll be Lincoln Christian playing things in. Chacon has got the ball entry pass to Power. Back outside, down in the corner, Laguerre for three. Shot is up there, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Bubach. Bubach's pass is tipped, but it's going to be picked up here by Chacon. He drives the ball to the basket. His shot, no good, and he's fouled in the play. Personal foul going to be whistled here on St. Cecilia's Braden Poppy, who just checked into the ball game. That's going to be the first foul on Poppy. Team foul number five on the Blue Hawks. Going to the free throw line is going to be Chacon. His shot is up there and good. Leighton Chacon, now three. Four from the free throw line tonight. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Averages 10.8 for Lincoln Christian. He's his second leading scorer on this team behind Logan Power. Here comes Tino back into the ball game. Derek Boyd checks out. 3:25 to play until halftime. St. Cecilia 23, Lincoln Christian 20. Second shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Poppy. Poppy has got the ball now to Tino. He'll bring things up down the right sideline. Tino gets away. Center of the floor now. Tino gets it away. Poppy drives it toward the hole. There's a nice pass to Kitten. The shot is up and in. Zach Kitten scores on the assist from Braden Poppy. 25-20 now. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. Here comes Lincoln Christian back with the ball. Leighton Chacon has got it. Chacon works against the Sheehy out on top. Here's Power on the wing on the right side. Drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball is picked up on the bounce here by Zach Kitten. Kitten has got it for the Hawks. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. There comes Tino with the ball. Tino moves it down in the corner to Sheehy. Dribble penetration, throws it to the far side. Asher for a three. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound, Asher. He loses control of it. It's loose, and it's picked up on the far sideline by Tino. Keeps it alive down to Asher. Rainbow pass to the near side to Sheehy for three. Shot good. Alex Sheehy has knocked down 4 3-pointers in the ball game. St. Cecilia is out to a 8-point lead here in this ball game, 28-20. Hawks have the lead here in the semifinals. There's a Laguerre with the ball. Laguerre gives it away to Mathers. Out on top, Power's got it. Fakes the three. Dribbles down the lane. Drives it all the way to the goal. His left-handed layup is up and in. Logan Power scores. He's already got 13 points in the ballgame. Tino at the other end. His shot no good, but he is knocked down, and the foul is going to be called. Alex Tino wastes no time getting back up the floor there for St. Cecilia. Now he goes to the free throw line here for the Hawks. Personal foul is going to be called here on Dalton Laguerre. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number seven on the Crusaders. So going to the free throw line will be Tino. He's an 84% foul shooter on the season. He's knocked down 22 out of 26 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot is no good. They'll get one more. St. Cecilia's a team hitting 61% of their foul shots now. 40% from the field, 29% from three-point territory. St. Cecilia with the lead over Lincoln Christian, 28-22. As Alex Tino will toe the mark for his second shot here. Tino taking a long, hard look at the basket. Now throws it up there. The shot is going to be around the rim and down, so he hits one out of two from the free throw line. And the St. Cecilia lead is now 29-22. With 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's Chacon with the ball. Chacon moves it to the top of the key to a Grothaus. Back to Chacon on the wing on the left side. Grothaus has got it picked up by Sheehy. Moves it over here on the right side of the wing to Mathers. To the free throw line again to Bubach. Here's an entry pass down low as they get it down there to Powers. Shot is up there, no good, but he's fouled in the play. Logan Power is fouled in the play there by Cannon Howell of St. Cecilia. That's going to be Cannon's first. That's going to be team foul number six on St. Cecilia, but this will be a two-shot foul as Logan Power will go to the free throw line here. He is 3 out of 4 so far tonight. He was fouled in the act of shooting. He'll have 2 shots here. First one is up there and in. The Power now with 14. Back into the ballgame, Zach Kitten. Coming out will be Tino. St. Cecilia 29, Lincoln Christian 23. In boys high school basketball action from Lincoln here tonight. Here comes the next shot by Power. It's up there. That one goes right down through the hole. 15 points for Power. The St. Cecilia lead is now 5 points at 29-24. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Down the far sideline is going to be Sheehy. The Asher, diagonal pass down in the corner. Cannon Howell. To Sheehy, back across the top. That's Asher with the ball. Back to Sheehy, down in the corner for Howell. His three-pointer is way off of the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to Bubach. Bubach has got it down to Mathers as they hustle back the other way now for Lincoln Christian. And now the Crusaders want to call a timeout. Lincoln Christian calls a timeout, brought to you by Crozier Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, see Scott and the crew at Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street You can call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on KHAS. We're at Lincoln Christian High School tonight. Semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia with the lead. Lincoln Christian with a ball. Back in their offensive zone. Mathers. Lompas goes inside to Power. Power backs up, throws up an off-balance shot. The lane is going to be no good. Does not draw iron. Now it goes to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. We're going to have a one of the officials called a foul. I think the other one called a jump ball. And the foul is going to stand. It's going to go on. Cannon Howell is going to pick up the foul. So Howell picks up his second. Going to the free throw line will be Phil Grothaus. He's a 50% foul shooter in the season. He's 6 out of 12. Has not scored so far tonight. Shot is up there. The shot's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound St. Cecilia. So the Hawks have a 5-point lead, 29-24. Here comes St. Cecilia back. Brooks Asher comes to the near sideline to Sheehy. Down in the corner, Cannon Howell fakes the three. Brings it back out to Sheehy. Back down to Howell against this 1-3-1. Out to Sheehy, 25 feet away from the basket. Down in the corner to Cannon Howell. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Sheehy on the wing. A shot from three is going to be no good. Offensive rebound by Skoke. He's knocked down on the play and a foul is called. Skoke got the offensive board, and he was knocked down just to the right of the basket here. A personal foul is going to be called on Lincoln Christian's Phil Grothaus. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Lincoln Christian Crusaders here in the first half of play. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Thomas Skoke. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Dayton Seeley. And coming out, it's going to be Bricks Asher. 48.7 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, St. Cecilia with the 5-point lead. The Hawks 29, the Crusaders 24. The free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Kitten, or rather Skoke. His shot is going to be up there no good. He won't get this bonus. Rebound comes out to Lincoln Christian. So Thomas Skoke misses the free throw. It's still 29-24. Here comes Lincoln Christian back with the ball inside the free throw circle. That's Bubach. Stands with it high above his head. Won't take the shot. They don't come out and guard him defensively. There's a Grothaus with the ball on the wing. Now entry pass to get it down low to Bubach. His shot is up there. It's no good, but a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Sheehy. Alex Sheehy picks up his second personal foul. And Jared Bubach will go to the free throw line. Bubach is a big boy, 6'4" and a sophomore. With him and Mathers is in the game now. Mathers is 6'5" and a senior for the Crusaders. Shot from the free throw line by Bubach is going to be no good. He'll get one more shot here. Asher comes back in. Cannon Howell will come to the bench now for head coach Kevin Asher. 29-24, the Hawks with a 5-point lead. Jared Bubach preparing for his second shot. It's up there. That one hits the back iron and falls off of the left side. No good. St. Cecilia with the rebound. Thomas Skoke got the board there for the Hawks. Gets it away to Asher. Now to Seeley. Dayton will jump it across the 10-second line here. Seeley down the right sideline. Takes it down on the baseline. A little five-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Power with 13 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 29-24. Hawks have the 5-point advantage, but Logan Power has got the ball. Logan Power dribbles with it. Now throws a three-pointer out there. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Seeley, and that is the end of the second quarter of play. We have reached halftime. The boys' semifinals tonight here in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. After two quarters, Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. It's the Blue Hawks 29, Lincoln Christian 24. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Crusader Gym. We're at Lincoln Christian High School tonight for the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Lincoln Christian at the break. The score is 29-24. Alex Sheehy leading the way so far for St. Cecilia. He has knocked down 4 3-pointers. He's got 12 points. Logan Powers leading the way for Lincoln Christian. He has got 15 points here in the first half of play. So St. Cecilia with the lead here over Lincoln Christian in the semifinals. Second ball game tonight is going to pit Archbishop Bergen up against Columbus SCOTUS, a matchup of a couple of state-ranked teams as well. Bergen is ranked number 3 in Class C2. SCOTUS is ranked number 6 in Class C1. SCOTUS has spent time at number 1 in the Lincoln General Star poll here this year. But those two teams will score off at 7:45 tonight. Then the two winners will play tomorrow night at 6:15 here at Lincoln Christian. The girls' finals are set after last night's semifinal games. Hastings St. Cecilia winners over Concordia last night by a score of 48-36. And it was Newman knocking off Lincoln Lutheran last night by a score of 56-38. So the girls' championship game will be played at 4:15 tomorrow afternoon with the boys' game to follow tomorrow night at about 6:15 or so here at Lincoln Christian. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here in this ball game over Lincoln Christian, the homestanding Crusaders. The score is 29-24. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half right after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
At halftime, 29-24, Hastings St. Cecilia's got the lead over Lincoln Christian. Scoring in the first half of the play, Alex Sheehy leading the way for St. Cecilia. He's knocked down 4 3-pointers. He's got 12 points here in the first half. Brooks Asher, he has nailed 2 3-pointers. He has got 6 points. The other scorers for the Blue Hawks, Alex Tino, he is in a 3-pointer. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. Zach Kitten has got a field goal. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Dayton Seeley has got a field goal for 2 points. Thomas Skoke has got a field goal for 2. Skoke is 0 for 1 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia 2 out of 5 from the stripe here in this first half of play. Unofficially 7 turnovers in the basketball game. Lincoln Christian, they have gotten 15 points so far in the ball game by Logan Power. Power has knocked down 2 3-pointers. He's got 2 2-point field goals, and he has 5 out of 6 on the free throw line. Logan Power, who scored 27 against St. Cecilia the first time around, 15 here in the first half for the Crusaders. Only two other guys have scored. Leighton Chiquin has got 7 points here in the first half. Chiquin has got a couple of field goals, and he is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Jared Bubach has got a field goal. He's 0 out of 2 from the line for 2 points. Then Phil Grothaus has been in the ball game. He is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line, or 0 out of 1 from the free throw line in this first half of play. Lincoln Christian, 8 out of 14 from the free throw line in the first two quarters, and officially 3 turnovers in the basketball game. So Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here in this ball game by 5 points at the break. St. Cecilia 29, Lincoln Christian 24. We'll come back, get more in halftime, but we'll continue on 1230 KHAS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Going to Bowen, it's out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia with the lead here at the break, 29-24 over Lincoln Christian. Adam Central will start their conference action next week. The Blue Black Conference tournament in four semifinals in the finals this year. Adam Central boys, they will not play until Tuesday night. They will play at Ord on Tuesday. A couple of bunny bracket games in the Blue Black Conference tournament on Monday. We'll have Kearney Catholic at home against Centura. Wood River will be at home to take on St. Paul. The Kearney Catholic Centura winner will play the number one seed in the Luplan Conference Tournament, Ravenna, on Tuesday. The Wood River St. Paul winner will play Donovan Trumbull, the number two seed. And the other game will have Arcadia Loup City playing at Gibbon. Semifinals Friday night in Ord. The championship game will be on Saturday in Ord. On the girls' side of the Luplan Conference Tournament, the Adams Central gals will have a home game on Monday in the Bunny Bracket game. They'll take on Arcadia Loup City. The other Bunny Bracket game will be Wood River against Gibbon. The Adams Central Arcadia Loup City winner will move on to play the top-seeded Kearney Catholic Stars on Tuesday. And the Wood River Gibbon winner will move on to play the second-seeded Ravenna Blue Jays on Tuesday. The other quarterfinal games for the girls in the Loup Land Conference Tournament will have St. Paul taking on Donovan Trumbull and Centura against Ord. The semifinals for the girls will be played on Thursday up in Ord, and the championship game on Saturday night at 6 o'clock at Ord High School. We're at halftime here, this Centennial Conference boys ball game between St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian. The Hawks have the lead here at the break. The score is St. Cecilia 29, Lincoln Christian 24. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Tomorrow night, actually tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS, it'll be Hastings College playing host to the Dort Defenders. On the air with a pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. Also tomorrow on our network of stations, we've got the Nebraska women. They're playing on the road tomorrow at Iowa. 2 o'clock for the tip-off, 1:45 will be the pregame show. Tomorrow afternoon on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here in this ball game over Lincoln Christian. The score is 29-24. Hawks will have the opening possession here in the second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. That's Sheehy with the ball. Dumps it down low. The ball's going to be deflected away from Kitten, and the ball's going to be brought out there by Lincoln Christian. Turnover number 8 on St. Cecilia. Here come the Crusaders back the other way. Dworak has got the ball, drives it down the right side of the lane. It's off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot up there, no good by Bubach, and he's fouled in the play. But Jared Buback on the offensive glass there. Got the rebound. He's fouled into play here by Zach Kitten of St. Cecilia. First foul on Kitten. Team foul number one on the Blue Hawks. Buback goes to the free throw line now for Lincoln Christian. He is 0 out of 2 from the stripe so far tonight. Just a 21% free throw shooter on the season, and that's why he throws up a brick from the line. He is just 5 out of 26 from the free throw line this season for Lincoln Christian. He'll have one more shot here. It's up there, and the shot is going to be around the rim and down, so he converts 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the Crusaders are back to within 4 points now at 29-25 with 7.5 minutes to play here in this one. Here's a Brooks Asher with the ball. Comes down the near sideline to Seeley. Seeley looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Bounce pass to Zach Kitten. He's double teamed down here in the corner. Entry pass to get it inside. That's going to be Skoke. His shot's going to be blocked down. It's going to be rebounded here. But a pass is intercepted. Seeley has got it. His shot's up and in. Seeley intercepts the pass from Michael Dworak. He grabs the ball underneath the basket after the blocked shot. And St. Cecilia converts on the Lincoln Christian fourth turnover in the ball game. 31-25 is the score. Entry pass down to Buback. Gets it out of the wing. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Sheehy gets his hands on it there for the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. 31-25. We're about a minute into the second half here at Lincoln Christian High School tonight. Here the Crusaders have the ball. Here's a power with it now. Comes out to Shaquin. They move it back around to the left side. Mathers has got it. Free throw line extended. Back out to Dworak. Dribble penetration down the lane. Leaves it down here in the corner. That's going to be Mathers with the ball. And now we got a foul called. That's going to go here on Brooks Asher of St. Cecilia. That's going to be Brooks' second foul. Team foul number 2 on the Blue Hawks here in this second half of play. Down shooting situation. So Lincoln Christian will inbound the ball here. Christian will play it in. That's Maka Dworak with the ball. Out here in three-point territory. Drives it against Seeley. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Flips it out here now to Shaquin. Top of the key. That's a Buback with the ball. Now to Mathers. Mathers trying to drive with it. Can't do it. Throws it back out here to Dworak. Behind the screen. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Now to Shaquin. Top of the key. There's Buback. His shot for three is up there and in. Well, that's Power. Logan Power hitting a three ball from the top of the key. He's now got 18 points in the ball game. Back the other way, there's a shot that's going to be blocked down. Kitten's shot is blocked, and the ball's going to be recovered here by the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. That's going to be Dworak with the ball. So it's now a 31-28 ball game. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Christian back with the ball, back in their offensive zone. Mathers has got it down to Power. Logan Power dribbles with it over on their wing. That's going to be Shaquin. Drives it down to the baseline, goes for the hole. The shot's going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose and is picked up here by Thomas Skoke. Skoke has got it now for St. Cecilia. 5:50 to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia out on top of Lincoln Christian by the score of 31-28. Seeley has the ball tipped loose, picked up. Down in the corner, Asher for three. Bingo! Brooks Asher from the deep right corner scores. That's his third three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 9 points. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 34-28. 5.5 to play here in the third quarter. Outside is Shaquin, top of the key. Power, his shot for three, barely draws iron. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Thomas Skoke. Gives it away now to Seeley. Long pass down the floor over the head of everybody out of bounds. Trying to get it down the floor there, and it's way over the head of everybody. 9 turnovers on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Blue Hawks have the lead, 34-28. High school basketball tonight here from Lincoln Christian High School. Here's a Dworak with the ball out of the wing to Shaquin. Out of Power, dribble penetration down the lane to the goal. He goes, the shot no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot good. Jared Buback, Johnny on the spot there, grabs the loose ball and scores. He's got 5 points in the ball game, 34-30. Hawks now by 4 points. Here's Seeley. The Asher, dribble penetration down in the corner. Sheehy for three, shot no good. Long rebound comes to the near side. It's going to be grabbed here by Mathers. Mathers has got it for Lincoln Christian to the far sideline. Now to Power. Logan Power with the ball. There's a pass that's going to be deflected, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Skoke. That's going to be turnover number 5 on Lincoln Christian. Sheehy with the ball down the right sideline, down in the corner to Seeley. Seeley dribbles with the ball up high, brings it out to Sheehy. His pass is nearly intercepted. Power had his hands on it. He ends up in the second row of the bleachers on the far sideline. So St. Cecilia will play things in. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Cannon Howell. Also coming in will be Alex Tino. Checking out for St. Cecilia is going to be Zach Kitten and also Dayton Seeley. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the third. St. Cecilia with the lead. The score is 34-30. Archbishop Bergen will take on Columbus Scotus in game number 2 tonight. The two winners will meet tomorrow night at 6:15 for the championship. There's a pass intercepted by Mathers as he drives the length of the floor and scores. St. Cecilia turns it over for the 10th time. Evan Mather scores his first field goal of the ball game. That's now 34-32. St. Cecilia with a two-point lead, and head coach Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 34, Lincoln Christian 32.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holston for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Crusader Gym in Lincoln tonight. High school basketball coverage brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with the Hastings High Schools in presenting high school sports for the 2013-2014 season. 34-32 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a two-point lead here over Lincoln Christian. The Hawks got to a 9-0 lead in this ball game today as they hit their first three three-pointers of the contest. St. Cecilia 14-11 after one quarter, 29-24 at halftime. Now the Crusaders have cut the lead down to 2 points at 34-32. St. Cecilia will inbound off the far sideline. They get it to Alex Tino. Alex Tino races it back the other way. Now he's going to have his pocket picked, and the foul is going to be called. Tino has his pocket picked there by Leighton Chiquin. Chiquin is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. So the first foul in Chiquin. That's going to be team foul number one on the Crusaders here in the second half of play. St. Cecilia will play things in. 34-32. Hawks have a two-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Asher has got it in the offensive zone. Asher goes over to Sheehy. High left side. Sheehy dribbles to the top of the key. Now he's open. He takes the three-pointer. His shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes out here to Bubach. Bubach has got it now for Lincoln Christian, and now the Crusaders can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Here's a Micah Dworak with the ball. Right-handed dribble. Works against Tino. Races the ball into the offensive zone. Comes to the near sideline. Top of the key is Power. Makes the three. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. His shot from 10 is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. Sheehy has got the ball for St. Cecilia as he gets it away now to Thomas Scope. Scope to the near sideline to Brooks Asher. 34-32. Hawks with a two-point lead here. Bounce pass deflected away from Howell. Howell picks it back up. His pass is then slapped out of bounds by Power. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. Down to the scorers table checking in here for the Blue Hawks is going to be Braden Poppy. Poppy comes in. Thomas Scott comes out. 3:17 to play in the third. St. Cecilia 34 and Lincoln Christian 32. Hawks have the ball. Here's Alex Tino out here in three-point territory. Lincoln Christian just hunkers down in this 1-3-1 zone defense. It's a tough defense to crack. Here's Sheehy with the ball. Bounce pass to the near side of the line again to Asher. Asher on the dribble down in the corner. Brings it back out to Sheehy. Cross-court pass. That's Tino. Dribble penetration. Long pass back out here to Sheehy. Down in the corner for Asher. His three-pointer is up there. No good. Ball is loose. Bubach had it. He falls down. We got a whistle and a traveling violation. That's Bubach falling down with the ball in the lane. Ironically, the referee closest to Bubach did not make that call. It was a guy who was way out near the 10-second line who blows the whistle and commits the traveling violation here. That's going to be six turnovers on Lincoln Christian in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got 10. 34-32. The Hawks with a two-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Tino. Left side entry pass. They get it to Kitten. In the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but a traveling violation on Kitten. Got a maneuver inside against the big tall trees in there for Lincoln Christian. Kitten is whistled for the traveling violation. 11 turnovers now on the Hawks. 34-32. St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Lincoln Christian comes back with the ball. Here's Chiquin driving down to the right side of the lane. His shot no good, but he is going to be tapped in the arm. And he'll go to the free throw line here. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Sheehy. Alex Sheehy picks up his third personal foul. Now they're going to say, was this before the shot or not? Officials discussing things now. It's going to be Chiquin, I think, going to the free throw line. That's going to be the case. 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play. In the third quarter, St. Cecilia 34, Lincoln Christian 32. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in. Leighton Chiquin, now 4 out of 6 on free throws tonight. He's a 47% foul shooter in the season. 34-33. Saints to say with a one-point lead. Derrick Boyd back in the ball game. Sheehy comes to the bench. Second free throw is up there and in, and now we're tied up. 34-34 in the third quarter with 2.5 to play. St. Cecilia's got the ball. There's Brooks Asher down the near sideline, down in the corner to Boyd. Boyd holds it, now puts it on the floor, dribbles to his left. Comes out here to Asher. Valentino, entry pass, gets it inside to Kitten. Kitten tries to dump it away, and it's going to be off with the fingertips of Poppy out of bounds. St. Cecilia turns the ball away. Turnover number 12 on the Blue Hawks. So now Lincoln Christian has a chance to pull ahead here. As we approach the two-minute mark of the third quarter, we're tied up at 34 points apiece. Lincoln Christian with the ball. Here's Micah Dworak. He's got it here on the near sideline, picked up by Tino. Dworak bounce pass down in the corner to Bubach. Mishandles the ball, but picks it up deep in the left corner. Comes out to Shaquin. Retreats out near the 10-second line. Now drives the ball against Asher all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Foul called. That's going to be Jared Bubach. Whistle for the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So Bubach picks up his second. Team foul number 2 on Lincoln Christian here in this third quarter of play. Here comes Seeley back in the ball game. Sheehy comes back in. It's going to be Tino to the bench and also Braden Poppy to the bench. Also check in, there's going to be Thomas Skoke and Derrick Boyd will come to the bench. Head coach Kevin Asher playing the third. It's 34. Lincoln Christian 34. Near sideline is Brooks Asher. Asher dribbles to the top of the key. Off to Sheehy. Sheehy on the wing. Bounce pass down in the corner. Seeley has got it. Seeley looks at his 1-3-1 zone defense. Cross-court pass comes out to Asher. That is Sheehy. Takes it to the free throw line. Off of the wing. Seeley for three. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Final shot no good by Kitten as he misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down here to Lincoln Christian. Running back the other way is Dworak. Dworak throws it down in the corner. That's going to be Power with the ball. Logan Power dribbles to his left. Brings it up on the wing. Now Power drives it into the lane, kicks it back out to Shaquin as he drives it to the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Thomas Skoke, and Skoke grabs the rebound for the Blue Hawks. Gets it away down to Sheehy, down the near sideline. Sheehy out to Seeley. Bounce pass inside to Skoke, who drops it down low to a Kitten. He is stripped of the ball. That's going to be picked up here by Lincoln Christian. Black has got the ball now for the Crusaders. 55 seconds to play in the third quarter. We're tied up at 34 points apiece. Micah Dworak with the ball. Gets it to Shaquin. Leighton Shaquin dribbling with it around the screen. Moves it out on the left side of the lane. Leaves it for Mathers. Out on top, now to Power for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound loose in the lane. It's going to be picked up here by Bubach. Bubach to the far sideline. Dworak for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Sheehy for St. Cecilia. Loses the ball. Sheehy picks it back up. Gets it now to Brooks Asher. Runs her into the offensive zone here with 25 seconds to play. Ball tipped into the backcourt. Asher picks her back up. Throws it to the near sideline. Sheehy has got it. Again, a 1-3-1 zone defense here for Lincoln Christian. They're pretty content with this thing. You're going to see nothing but zone here out of the Crusaders tonight. Seeley has got the ball on the far sideline. Now to Sheehy. On the near sideline. Entry pass to get it inside to Skoke. Goes down, dumps it away. That's going to be Kitten with the ball. He's going to be fouling the play. Nice pass by Skoke down to Zach Kitten. And he is fouling the play here as he'll go to the free throw line for two. 4 seconds to play. Personal fouls whistle on Mathers. That's going to be his second. So going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Zach Kitten. He's got 3 points in the ball game. 1 field goal, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots here as he was mauled in the active shooting. His shot is up there. The shot is going to be good. Grant Schmidt comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Also coming in will be Tommy O'Keefe with 4 seconds to play here in the third. Just protecting some of those frontline players from picking up a cheap foul here in the final seconds of this third quarter. Here comes Kitten's next free throw. It's up there. The shot is going to be short. No good. Offensive rebound going back up for the shot. It's going to be no good there by Skoke. Offensive rebound Kitten. And the shot's going to be blocked down. Do we have a foul call down here? I think we do. Yeah. Zach Kitten got the offensive rebound. He goes back up, and then he's going to be fouled in a play with no time remaining here in the third quarter. So it's 35-34. St. Cecilia's got a one-point lead. Now Zach Kitten back to the free throw line here. Nobody around the free throw lane with no time left on the clock here in the third quarter. The shot by Kitten is up there. That's going to be good. Kitten is now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. He'll have one more shot. They give St. Cecilia a 2-point lead, 36-34. Here's the next one. It's up there. Good. The 2 free throws right at the end of the third quarter. And that is the end of 3 here tonight at the Crusader Gym in Lincoln. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 37, Lincoln Christian 34.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
To some, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines. From Husker Power Products of Hastings. Fourth and final quarter here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a three-point lead over Lincoln Christian. The score is 37-34. The Crusaders will play things in on the far sideline. Dwarak has got the ball. They're in the fourth quarter. Here's a Shaquin. Dribble penetration down toward the goal. And shot is up there. No good. And he draws a personal foul. So Christian driving the ball into the goal here. And he picks up the personal foul from Cannon Howell. That's going to be the third foul in Cannon. Going to the free throw line is going to be Leighton Shaquin for Lincoln Christian. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Shot is up there, and his shot is good. He is now 6 out of 8 from the free throw line for Lincoln Christian. The Crusaders ranked number 2 in Class C1. Hastings St. Cecilia ranked number 2 in Class C2. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Shaquin. 37-36. So 37-36 here in the fourth quarter of play. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Thomas Skoke. Throws it on the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Shaquin. Now a foul is going to be called. That's Seeley trying to knock the ball away from Shaquin and draws a personal foul. Dayton picks up his second. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks. So no free throws here. It's going to be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with a 1-point lead here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament, 37-36. Shaquin has got the ball out here to Jared Bubach. He holds it to the far sideline of Mathers. Mathers lobs it down, low power with the ball. A little ball fake. He drives the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Logan Power drives it right to the goal. He's now got 20 points in the ball game. And Lincoln Christian grabs the lead now, 38-37. 7:10 to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball down there in the corner. Sheehy has got it. And his passing will be deflected out of bounds. So Lincoln Christian has come back to grab the lead now over St. Cecilia early here in the fourth quarter, 38-37. Here comes Kitten back into the ball game. Cannon Howell will come to the bench. St. Cecilia has won 9 games in a row, including that 52-51 win over Lincoln Christian a couple of weeks ago on their home floor at the Chapman Gymnasium. Here's Seeley with the ball. Nearly has it stolen away. Seeley gets it under control out here at the top of the key. Gives away now to Thomas Skoke. Now to Sheehy. Sheehy with the ball. Jump pass goes to the far sideline. To Asher. Brings it back. Sheehy on the wing on the right side. Dribble penetration to the elbow. Can't put up a shot. Backs her back out beyond the three-point circle down in the corner. That's Zach Kitten with the ball. Long three is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose and it's going to be picked up here by Lincoln Christian. Down the right sideline, that's Shaquin with the ball. He drives it in the lane and won't take the shot as he circles back around and gets it back into the hands of Dwarak out here near the 10-second line. 6.5 to play. Here in the fourth quarter, it's 38-37. Lincoln Christian with the lead. Mathers with the ball around the screen from Power. Moves to the right side of the floor. That's going to be Shaquin with the ball. Entry pass to Bubach down in the left corner. Dwarak has got it as he works over here against Seeley. Trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Throws it back out to Leighton Shaquin. They reset the offense. Shaquin drove penetration to the elbow. Now gives it away to Dwarak. Not a power. Back out to Dwarak. Open for three. Takes a shot and misses. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Thomas Skoke with the rebound. Gets it away. Now to Sheehy here in backcourt. Now to Skoke. Skoke here in backcourt. Brings it across the 10-second line. Comes over here to Dayton Seeley. Lincoln Christian still on that 1-3-1 down in the left corner. Shot by Asher up and in. A three-pointer by Brooks Asher. A skip pass goes to the left corner, and Brooks buries the tray. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia back out on top by a score of 40-38. 5.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's Lincoln Christian back with the ball. Chacon comes over here with Power. near sideline of Mathers. Entry pass to Bubach. His little hook shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Hawks have the ball. That's going to be Seeley with a rebound. Dayton Seeley streaks her back the other way to Asher. Cranks up a three-pointer. His shot is going to be off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. That's Kitten with the ball. He's nailed in the play. A foul is going to be called. Kitten is knocked down here for St. Cecilia. He'll go to the free throw line here after being fouled in the play by Micah Dworak for Lincoln Christian. That's going to be Dworak's third personal foul, team foul number five on the Crusaders. So going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Zach Kitten. He's got 6 points in the ball game. He's 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That shot just barely draws iron. Kitten will have another one. Here comes Alex Tino into the ball game now, replacing Dayton Seeley. 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, 40-38. St. Cecilia now with a 2-point lead. Here's the next shot by Kitten. It's up there. It's good. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Kitten has got 7 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got a 3-point lead again at 41-38. Lincoln Christian back with the ball. Dribble penetration. We've got a foul going to be called here. Micah Dworak just took the ball right down the lane, and a personal foul is going to be called on Alex Tino. That's going to be the first foul on Tino. Team foul number six on the Blue Hawks. So no free throws here. It's going to be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball. They get it out here in the 3-point territory to Shaquin. Shaquin drives the ball against Sheehy. Flips it out here to Power now on the wing on the right side. Takes it into the paint. Spins. Puts up a shot. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And he's fouled in the play. Nearly fell down through the hole there for Lincoln Christian. Personal fouls will be called on Kitten of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. Logan Power goes to the free throw line now for Lincoln Christian. 20 points in the ball game for Power. He is 5 out of 6 in the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here. Sets to the line. His shot is up there. His shot good. They'll get one more. Power had 27 a couple of weeks ago in St. Cecilia. Beat Lincoln Christian 52-51 at the Chapman Gym. He's got 21 already tonight. With 4:54 to play. Next shot is up there is good. Gets a couple of free throws. So Lincoln Christian is back to within 1 point again. 41-40. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Alex Tino. Tino gets it away. Now to Brooks Asher here in backcourt to Tino into the offensive zone. Gets away from Power. Loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. A turnover on St. Cecilia. Tino turns the ball away. That's going to be the 13th turnover on the Blue Hawks here in the ball game. Tino comes out. Here comes Dayton Seeley back into the ball game. 4:46 to play, fourth quarter, 41-40. Facing St. Cecilia up by one, but Lincoln Christian can grab the lead here with a successful field goal. Dworak penetrates, kicks it out. Power has got it. Power takes it down the lane over here on the near sideline to Mathers for three. Shot good. Evan Mathers knocks down a three ball. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and Lincoln Christian goes back out on top, 43-41. 4 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Seeley has got the ball. Double team goes down in the corner. Sheehy for three. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound Mathers. Evan Mathers with a rebound here for Lincoln Christian. Dribbles out of trouble and gets it back here to Micah Dworak. Now Lincoln Christian has got the ball with 4:05 to play in the fourth quarter, leading by 2 points, 43-41. There's a Dworak with the ball out here in 3-point territory, trying to drive it. Yep, comes over here on the near side to Mathers. Out on top again to Shaquin. Shaquin spins at the free throw line. Knocks down a defender. No foul called. Back outside to Mathers for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. It's picked up by Power. Power goes to the goal. The shot is good. Logan Power scores. He's got 24. Lincoln Christian now leading 45-41. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball with 3.5 to play. A timeout's called. And it's going to get loud in here now. Timeout is called. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy, 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here. Crusader Jim and Lincoln. It's now 45-41. Hastings Santa City is down by 4 points. Blue Hawks have led this most of the way here tonight. Lincoln Christian, they trailed going into the fourth quarter, 37-34. They've had a couple of big shots here in the fourth quarter. Now Crusaders on the top. Score 45-41. Still plenty of time, 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in this one. Saints of City will inbound the ball from the far sideline. Blue Hawks have won 9 games in a row. Ranked number 2 or number 1 in Class C2, depending which poll you want to go by. Hawks have that streak on the line here tonight. They got the ball down on the baseline on the left side. That's Thomas Skok with the ball down in the corner. Asher for a 3. A shot is up there. He buries it. That's Asher from deep in the right corner. He's got 15 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia is back to within 1 point, 45-44. Bricks Asher hitting a big 3. Shaquin drives it, leaves it down here, shot up and in. Jared Bubach with his field goal there. Shaquin gets the assist. Jared Bubach, the big guy, just puts it down through the hole. 47-44. 3 minutes to play. The passing can be deflected away from Kitten. A foul can be called. A foul here will go on Lincoln Christian. It's going to go on Bubach. That's going to be his third personal foul. We checked out 4 fouls now on Bubach. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Lincoln Christian here in this second half of play. St. Cecilia is trailing by a score of 47-44. Bounce pass down low, grabbing the ball there. Skok, his shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound Kitten. Follow shot is up there. That one is no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up on the baseline, and it's picked up by Lincoln Christian. 2 shots from point blank range would not go there for St. Cecilia. That's Mathers with the ball for Lincoln Christian as they bring it back in the offensive zone. Dvorak has got it. Dvorak just across the 10-second line. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. 47-44. St. Cecilia down by 3. Dvorak has got it out here as he dribbles against the man-to-man for St. Cecilia to power. Near sideline to Mathers. Mathers, 200 pass. Comes out top to Shaquin. He has a dribble penetration as he throws it over to Dvorak. Now top of the key. Mathers has got the ball. Down to Bubach. Bubach is going to be fouled with play here. Going out trying to chip the ball, but it's Thomas Skok. Skok picks up the personal. That's going to be his second. So it's 47-44. St. Cecilia down by 3. The winner plays again tomorrow night at 6:15 in the championship ball game of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. It's either Columbus Scotus or Archbishop Bergen. That game is coming up next. The next shot from the free throw line is no good by Bubach. He's now 1 out of 5 from the stripe tonight. St. Cecilia is within 3 points, 47-44. 2 minutes to play now here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball. Sheehy comes out here to Asher. Comes across the top, but now we got a timeout called. St. Cecilia, what's the call of timeout? Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 1:53 to play here in this one, at least in regulation. St. Cecilia is down by 3 points, 47-44. These two teams battled a couple of weeks ago, and St. Cecilia hit a shot at the buzzer to beat Lincoln Christian by a score of 52-51. Going at it again here tonight. Neither team had much of a lead here in this one. St. Cecilia scored the first 3 baskets on 3-pointers, jumped out to a 9-0 lead, but Lincoln Christian quickly came back in the first quarter. St. Cecilia now with the ball. 1:45 to play. Here's a pass out on top. Sheehy is knocked down in the play. He's fouled here by Evan Mathers of Lincoln Christian. That's going to be the third foul of Mathers. That's going to be team foul number 7 now on Lincoln Christian. So this could be a 1-1 situation for Sheehy. Alex Sheehy's got 4 3-pointers tonight, 12 points, a 77% foul shooter on the season here. Now Sheehy will toe the mark with his team trailing by 3. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Sheehy will have one more. Now 47-45. St. Cecilia down by a point here. Sheehy will have one more shot. He puts it up there, and the shot is going to be around the rim and falls off. No good, and the rebound comes down to Grothaus. So it's a 2-point ball game. 47-45. A minute and 36 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's a Dworak with the ball. Dworak bounce pass out to a Sequin. Out of power, moves it over to Mathers on the wing on the left side. Lobs it back out here in the 3-point territory to a Dworak. Micah Dworak backs it back out near the 10-second line, down to a minute and 19 seconds to play. St. Cecilia down by 2 points. Dworak with the ball. Bounce pass comes over here to the near side to Mathers. Mathers picked up by Asher around the screen. They move to the right wing. That's going to be Shaquin with the ball. Now back down the left corner. That's Dworak driving. They're spreading the floor here. St. Cecilia in a chase situation right now. Shaquin has got it. Hands away to a Mathers. Back outside. This is going to be a Grothaus of the ball. Over to a Dworak, right side of the lane. Down here in the corner. He's not going to be a double team. The pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. Looking, Christian turns the ball away. St. Cecilia gets the interception. Zach Kitten comes down with it. The Sheehy in the corner. His shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball is saved from going out of bounds. Now it does, and they get the ball to St. Cecilia. Howard tries to flip the ball back in the court here. He is called for being out of bounds. Now Kevin Asher calls the timeout. 40.6 seconds to play. 40.6 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Lincoln Christian 47, St. Cecilia 45.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. That's Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. 40 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings St. Cecilia down by 2 points, 47-45. Blue Hawks allow the ball on their offensive end. They will inbound from underneath their own basket to the right side. Here come the Hawks. Looking for the 10th straight win. And a berth in the championship game tomorrow night at 6:15 against either Archbishop Bergen or Columbus Scotus. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball with 40 seconds to play. Sheehy looking to trigger things in, and he can't do it. He calls the timeout. Count got to about four, and Sheehy calls the timeout down there. So St. Cecilia will have to draw him something else here. 40.6 seconds to play. Take another break brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Back with more after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
40.6 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia trailing 47-45 in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Sheehy will inbound the ball again. Sheehy looking. Finally comes way out on top. That's Asher with the ball. Man-to-man defense now for Lincoln Christian. Asher drops the ball inside, going for the hole. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by Kitten. Foul shot's going to be deflected. And the ball is brought down by Lincoln Christian. Batting for the ball, and a foul is going to be called. Thomas Scope missed the personal foul. Kitten throwing up a shot right in front of the basket again. Misses the shot. Kitten again got his hands on the ball there for St. Cecilia. Then a foul is called here in the rebound. The foul is going to go on Stoke. That's going to be his third. So going to the free throw line is going to be Power. Logan Power to the free throw line for Lincoln Christian. Power is 7 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. A 75% foul shooter in the season. That's team foul number 9 in the Hawks. So this will be a 1-1 situation for Power. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. Shot good. Power's now got 25 points in the ball game. At 27 a couple of weeks ago. So Power will have one more free throw here that makes the score 48-45. This is the all-important one right here. Give him a two-possession lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down through the hole. 49-45. It's a 4-point lead now. Here comes St. Cecilia back. Seeley taking the ball to the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down by Power. The ball is loose in the lane. Picked up by Seeley. Back out on top to Sheehy. A shot for three. That one won't go. Offensive rebound to Skoken. He's going to be fouling the play. So St. Cecilia getting three shots in the hole here. Now Thomas Skoken will go to the free throw line for the Hawks with 14.3 seconds to play. Evan Mathers picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. So it's now 49-45 after a couple of free throws from Power. Now going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Thomas Skoke with 14.3 seconds to play. His shot is up there, in and out, and back in again. Skoke is now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. They'll get the bonus right here. He's got 3 points in the ballgame. It makes it a one-possession ballgame again at 49-46. 14.3 seconds to play. Thomas Skoke will have one more shot here. Tino heads down to the scorer's table for St. Cecilia. Thomas Skok waits here at the free throw line. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. Thomas Skok gets 2 free throws. That makes the score 49-47 now. Skok comes out. Tino comes in. And now we're going to have a timeout from Lincoln Christian. Thomas Skok now with 4 points in the basketball game, and now we got 14.3 seconds to play. We've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. We'll be back right after this.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, 1230 KHAS. Powered by LP Solar Irrigation Engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 49-47, Lincoln Christian has got a 2-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia with 14.3 seconds to play. Winner plays either Archbishop Bergen or Columbus Scotus in the championship game tomorrow night at 6:15. The Hastings St. Cecilia girls will play in the first ball game tomorrow night at 4:15, or tomorrow afternoon against Newman for the championship. Hawks trying to repeat as the Centennial Conference girls champions. And now it's going to be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Running the baseline is going to be Dorak. He gets the ball into Power, and Power is going to be immediately fouled in the play there by Sheehy. So Lincoln Christian does a smart thing. They get the ball into Power, who is 9 out of 9 from the free throw line tonight. They get him the ball. Now with 13.2 seconds to play, Power is going to go to the free throw line. The score is 49-47, 13.2 seconds to play. As Logan Power will go to the free throw line here. This will be a two-shot foul. St. Cecilia now over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Powers' free throw is up there good. 27 in the ball game for Power. It matches what he put up against the Hawks earlier this season, just a couple of weeks ago. Into the ball game now is going to be Boyd. Checking out will be Tino. So 13.2 seconds to play. St. Cecilia down by 3 points at 50-47. Logan Power trying to give his ball club a two-possession lead here. Power eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and his shot is going to be good. 51-47. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball. Looking for a quick three. Asher down to the baseline. Drives it toward the goal, and he's going to be tied up. No, a foul's going to be called. Asher is going to go to the free throw line now with 6.3 seconds to play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Evan Mathers. That's going to be number 5 on Evan Mathers, so he fouls out of the ball game now with 6.3 seconds to play. He leads with 5 points. In the meantime, it's going to be St. Cecilia shooting some free throws. Brooks Asher will go to the free throw line for the Hawks with 6.3 seconds to play, and the score 51-47. Into the ball game is going to be Phil Grothaus for the Crusaders. So going to the free throw line, Asher. He has not shot a free throw tonight. 82% though on the season. Rick Shawn is up there. It's going to be no good. He short arms out, and that didn't look good from his release. Brooks Asher was 28 out of 34 from the free throw line coming into the ball game tonight, but he misses that shot there. 51-47, St. Cecilia down by 4. Next shot by Asher is up there, and that's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Kitten, his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Zach Kitten got the offensive board and a putback. So It's now a 51-49 ball game, and we got another timeout with 3.5 seconds to play. 3.5 seconds to play. We'll take a break with a score. Lincoln Christian 51, St. Cecilia 49.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So St. Cecilia getting a crucial offensive rebound and a putback there by Zach Kitten that pulls the Hawks back to within 2 points. 51-49 is the score. We got 3.5 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter. It's going to be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball here in backcourt. So St. Cecilia will be looking for the, obviously, the deflection, the steal here, and a quick shot to try to maybe force an overtime or try to win this baby with a three. St. Cecilia with all five defenders here in the backcourt, inbounding the ball. Here comes Lincoln Christian. Dvorak looking to play things in, and he's got to call a timeout. Dvorak is going to burn a timeout here. Unable to get the ball inbound. It's a good defense there by St. Cecilia. We've got another break here. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. 3.5 seconds to go. We'll be back right after this.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Lincoln Christian High School, semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Been a good one. Hawks led at halftime 29-24, 37-34 in favor of St. Cecilia after three. It's now 51-49, Lincoln Christian with the lead. Here's the Crusaders trying to inbound the ball, looking long, pass down the floor, grabbing the ball. There is McGeer, needs to be fouling the play. With 2.7 seconds to play. Dylan McGeer just took off there for Lincoln Christian. They got him the ball, and he was immediately fouled into play there by St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten picks up his third. So now McGeer goes to the free throw line with 2.7 seconds to play. He has only shot one free throw all season long. He is 0-for-1 from the free throw line. A little used player averaging just 0.7 points per ball game. Dalton McGeer throws it up and a shot. Good. McGeer will have another one. Dalton McGeer to try to give him a two-possession lead here with 2.7 seconds to play. McGeer's second shot is up there. That's going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Hawks have the ball. Sheehy from backcourt throws. Oh, it's off of the right side of the rim. No good from backcourt. And that, what do we have here? The horn sounds. And now the official is going to be meeting here at center court. Sheehy threw up a shot from the back court that goes ricocheting off of the glass just to the right of the basket from about to three quarters length. And now the official is going to come over here and maybe put some more time on the clock here. Now we got all kinds of confusion. The clock reads zero. It's 52-49. St. Cecilia is down by 3 points, and now they're calling both head coaches together here at the 10-second line. They're going to try to maybe put some more time back on the clock. We've got to figure out how much time to put back on the clock. See, he grabs the rebound. I think St. Cecilia wanted to call a timeout. And now they're going to put 2.3 seconds back on the clock. They had 2.7 when they shot the free throws. So now it's 2.3 seconds. And St. Cecilia will have to inbound the ball here in backcourt. So St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here. 2.3 seconds to play. 52-49. They're down by 3 points. They'll have to bring it the length of the floor. Alex Sheehy will inbound the ball to get it into Asher. Asher down the right sideline from half court. He throws up a shot. It's no good. Contact made over here, but no foul call. Dworak gets into him, and time expires, and Hastings St. Cecilia loses this one to Lincoln Christian by the final score of 52-49. So Brooks Asher throws up a three-pointer from half court there down the near sideline. It was right on target, but not far enough, and the Blue Hawks lose the ball game. Their nine-game winning streak is over. Lincoln Christian beats Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 52-49. We'll come back with a recap right after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics teams and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
So Lincoln Christian knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament, 52-49. St. Cecilia led 14-11 at the end of the first quarter of play, 29-24 at halftime, 37-34 after three. The Hawks within a couple of points late in the ball game. Brooks Asher missing a couple of free throws with 6.3 seconds to play. Offensive rebound and a follow shot by Zach Kitten. Man, a 51-49 ball game with 3.5 seconds to play. Dalton McGeer then goes to the free throw line at the other end to hit an all-important free throw to make it a 52-49 ball game with 2.7 seconds to play. St. Cecilia had one final crack at a three-pointer from half court by Brooks Asher. It was right on target, but not long enough. And St. Cecilia loses in the basketball game tonight to Lincoln Christian by the score of 52-49. The Hawks are now 13-4 on the season. Lincoln Christian moves on to play in the championship ball game tomorrow night at 6:15 against either Columbus Scotus or Archbishop Bergen. Logan Power, 28 points in the ball game again for Lincoln Christian, had 27 the last time these two teams played. 11 points for Leighton Chiquin, 7 points for Jared Bubach, 5 for Evan Mathers, and 1 point for Dalton McGeer. That one free throw in the final seconds of the ball game. Lincoln Christian, 20 out of 28 from the free throw line tonight. Unofficially, 7 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia led by Brooks Asher. He had 15. Alex Sheehy had 13 points. 9 for Zach Kitten. 4 for Thomas Scope. 4 for Alex Tino. And 4 for Dayton Seeley. St. Cecilia, 9 out of 17 from the free throw line. Unofficially, 13 turnovers in the basketball game. So Lincoln Christian wins it tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 52-49. Stay tuned. Player of the game is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
Again, Lincoln Christian knocking off St. Cecilia tonight, 52-49. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Two players in double figures tonight for St. Cecilia. Brooks Asher, 15 points. He had 6 in the first half. He had 9 in the second half of play. Alex Sheehy comes up with 13 points. He had 12 in the first half, only 1 in the second half and scoring 9 points tonight, doing a good job on the boards with Zach Kitten. He scores a couple of field goals, and he was 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Player of the game tonight for St. Cecilia will be Brooks Asher. He hits 5 3-pointers in the ball game tonight, scores 15 points. Asher knocks down 3 3-pointers, actually 2 3-pointers round for the bat for St. Cecilia. In the first quarter of play, ends up with 5 for the ball game, leads the Hawks in scoring tonight, 15 points, but a losing effort as they drop one to Lincoln Christian tonight by a score of 52-49. Stick around. We've got the coaches' post-game show next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
The superheroes of service, powered by Play.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
All right, St. Cecilia dropping this one here to Lincoln Christian tonight, 52-49. The coach's post-game show, I'll tell you what, we're going to be a little bit pressed for time here. There's another game coming up here at Lincoln Christian, and we got to get out of our area. As a couple of more radio stations need our area here tonight as Columbus SCOTUS gets ready to take on their opposition tonight at Archbishop Bergen. We'll take a break here and come back right after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
And Brooks Asher leads the way tonight for St. Cecilia, 15 points. Alex Sheehy had 13. As St. Cecilia drops this one tonight to Lincoln Christian by the score of 52-49. Just too much Logan Power, especially down the stretch. He scores 28 points in the ball game tonight for Lincoln Christian at 15 in the first half and 13 more in the second half. St. Cecilia led 14-11 after the first quarter of play, 29-24 at halftime, 37-34 after three. And then Lincoln Christian comes out and outscores St. Cecilia 18-12 in the fourth quarter. And they go on to win tonight by a score of 52-49. So Lincoln Christian will play in the championship ball game tomorrow night at 6:15 against either SCOTUS or Archbishop Bergen. That ball game coming up next. The championship game on the girls' side will pit Hastings St. Cecilia up against the Newman. That will be at 4:15 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon, you're on 1230 KHS, Hastings College basketball. The Dort Defenders is going to be in town to take on Hastings. That will be at the Osborne Sports Complex on the air with a pregame show at 1:45. 2 o'clock for the women's ball game. 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll have complete coverage of Bronco basketball tomorrow on 1230 KHIS. In the final score, it was Lincoln Christian tonight knocking off St. Cecilia 52-49. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High School Basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.